noise into the machine. If you can jack your power up a little bit, it would be good.
That's all the way up. I'm getting about 4 bars on the receive. Until I got it here, the antenna is about 60 feet over the ground.
No problem. I can make it work. I'm sorry about your phone. I haven't tried to see if mine will call locally. All of my friends are asleep and stuff, and I don't want to fool around with the stuff in the house, but I used it last night, no problem at all, so I don't think it's on my end. And based on what your message said, my guess would be I think that it did get spiked by you-know-who.
What to believe anymore, man. This is crazy. Like I said, it kind of started acting up yesterday, right after I was using the Viber. And it just stopped working. I had to reboot it. Then it was working, but I don't know if I made any calls or not, but the texts were going through, everything else was working. But today, obviously, I couldn't call you, and I just tried, just for a heck of it, tried to dial the doctor's office, the same thing. You just go call the engine right away. So I don't know. I reset it, and I switched it to the maximum power, safe mode, thinking, you know, we'll shut down everything in the background, but same problem. I don't know. Anything is possible. So, we have to be prepared at this point.
Kilo India 4, Whiskey Charlie Alpha returning. Yeah, you know, I'm not really that surprised. I'm just not. I expect this sort of stuff to happen.
Well, the problem is it's on my only phone. I disconnected the landline a long time ago, which back then it was, I thought it was a good decision. But, depend on this technology and just a little bit of something in there. I don't know what to do at this point, so I'll try my wife and see if it does. Call AT&T and ask them what's going on.
Consider strongly doing as well is see if you can get your hands on an antivirus program on my old company phone. Actually, on my tablets, I've loaded them, and I've all scanned for malware and stuff, but if it's real late-breaking, sort of cutting-edge stuff, that wouldn't help. The only way to deal with it would be to, say the phone doesn't work and exchange it, and that would definitely fix it, but you know where to never go again, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. Maybe able to do a hard reset, maybe. Reset it completely. I don't know. I really don't know a whole lot about this Android software. I just use it. Never really paid much attention. Oh, well. Yeah. Could be just the beginning. It's a great pop, I can't believe it.
Thank God for WCA returning. Yeah. You know, I would, if you know how to set the phone up from scratch, I would do a hard reset on it, and that should do the trick, you know, just purge that sucker, and that will get rid of everything and load back the original factory settings. You'd have to download apps and stuff that you used before, again, from the Play Store, but that would almost certainly fix it.
I'm going to lose all the phone numbers and everything there. Oh, well. All right, well, I guess it all fails and ham radio still works, right?
The whole point of being an extra, you know, I can talk all over the place. And, today, it figures. The reason the thunderstorms are coming is because I have parts coming today to build a one-button tuner interface for the 5000. I designed it using a triggerable relay and everything. So all I have to do is, because the way the 5000 can be adjusted, all I've got to do is lower the power down to 10 watts and then press the tune button on my box. It'll automatically key the rig, tune the antenna tuner, and when it comes back up, it's ready to go on frequency. How cool is that?
Very nice, very nice. I just dropped power about 30 watts or so when I use it. Switch it to RTTY, and it seems to do the trick. But I like about these Yankees is not seeing properly or if my green car and goes more than needed, or if I drive it actually and it was too much power. It just kicks in continuator internal resistor there, 50 ohms, and loads most of the power on it while still maintaining the ability to achieve it at the lower setting. It's been a good feature, saved me a few times. I gotta be extra careful with this MP model, 101 MP model, not to drive it with 200 watts. First comes to shove, I got a spare tube. I got over for nothing, so no big deal. All right, Mike, well, I'll keep this channel here in mind, so if I need to talk to you for any reason, the secondary and the Mount Mitchell, the 519 will be primary in this case, all right? Until then, I don't want to tie up the repeater. 73, for WCA, Whiskey 3, Bobby Alpha Lima.
All right, 73 Andre, Whiskey 3 Papa Alpha Lima, Kilo India 4, Whiskey Charlie Alpha. Glad I got to talk to you. Have a great day, and I hope you get that phone problem fixed soon. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Yeah, I'll let you know. Oh, boy. Doing well and all, and until then, and, I'll just sign off for 73. 73 now. It'll be clear.
Andre, but I'm going to disconnect the antenna and everything because there's a line of severe storms headed this way. I'm going to have to say a prayer that Dallas doesn't get, hurt. Have a great day. Bye-bye.